Welcome back to the podcast. We're going through how to set, enforce boundaries in a healthy way. I'm going to go through why it is so crucial that you do this. I'm going to explain to you how you can do this, and I'm going to give you examples of how you can word it depending on your personality, the circumstances. I'm going to give you some examples of how you can do that. So without further ado, guys, I'm going to rip straight into it. I'm going to ask you one quick favor. If you could like the video, subscribe if you haven't subscribed. It truly helps out the channel so much. It allows me to get on bigger guests as well, which is amazing for you guys. And it truly is amazing. So thank you in advance for doing that for me. And without further ado, let's rock and roll. So I'm going to start with why. Why is it so important to set boundaries and enforce them? So the best quote I got is this: low self-worth is feedback to let you know that you are not being authentic with who you are. So if you're experiencing low self-worth, you're not prioritizing yourself. And it is the most overused and cliche quotes in self-development. It's like the oxygen mask on a plane. So the plane's flying and you get through some challenges, you're about to crash or whatever it may be, the oxygen mask drops down in front of you. Now, what does it say, or the plane or the air hostess, what do they say? Do they say, put the oxygen mask on the person next to you first, your kid first? Or do they say, put your own on first? Which one do they say? Put your own on first. You must fill up your cup before you fill up other people's cups. Because if you don't do that, and you're someone who's a bit of a people pleaser, and I can heavily relate to that as well, and you put other people's needs ahead of your own, you will beat yourself up. Your self-worth will be shit. You'll have imposter syndrome because you're just not being who you authentically are. And you will just experience all the negative feedback that life is gifting you with to help you wake the fuck up and actually put yourself first. And that's what you're going to experience. I've got a great example for you. So this was one of my very first coaching clients, like 4 years, 5 years ago, when I actually started doing mindset coaching and the coaching that I do now. This is after the gym chapter, for anyone that knows my story. So I just got out. I was actually still in the gyms while I had this client. It was just kind of something I was doing on the side. And this client, we jumped on a call, and I was working with her for about a month at this stage. And we jumped on a call, and I said, I normally do like a, how are you out of 10 personally? How are you out of 10 professionally at the start of my calls? And she said she was like a 4 or 5 personally. I said, oh, well, that's not very good. So I said, great. Well, tell me, let's go through your week. So let's go through your values. So I'm going to talk about values here soon. So I said, what are your values? Like, I determine them at the start whenever I work with a client. It's like the very first thing that I do. So let's go through your values. So people that don't understand, your values are what's intrinsically most important to you. They're areas of your life. They're not things like honesty or loyalty or integrity or respect or courage. Those are emotions and human traits. They're not actually values. Values are areas of life that you do. You do your values. Anyways, so I jumped on the call. I said, so great. So how are you feeling? Not so great. Fantastic. I said, great. Let's go through your values. What's your highest value? And hers was health. I said, great. How's your health been this week? Have you prioritized your health? No, I haven't trained. I've eaten really poorly and I haven't looked after my health. I said, great. There's sign number one. So, okay, what's your second one? Hers was business. I said, great. Well, how's your business been? Have you put time into your business? No, I haven't prioritized my business at all. I've been so busy with work and I've just made excuses. I haven't done it. Okay, well, there's another clue. I said, what's the third one? It was friendships. I said, great. Tell me about your friendships. Have you caught up with your friends this week? No, I haven't spoken to them. I've made excuses. I haven't looked after them. So her top three values, which are the most important things to her intrinsically, authentically, she did not do. So she isn't being who she authentically is and not being the true version of who she is. So she was experiencing low self-worth, beating herself, negativity, which was feedback for her to wake her up to say, you know what? I'm going to actually put myself first and prioritize myself. So that the reason why it's so important to set boundaries is to actually be the best version of you. Because if you're not, listen to this line I'm about to say, if you are not prioritizing yourself and setting boundaries and enforcing boundaries and holding people to those boundaries, you are being the best version of your limited self. I'm going to say that again. You are being the best version of your limited self by not doing this. So it is so, so crucial. If you want to be the best person you can for yourself, obviously, for your relationship, for your kids, for your career, for your business, for humanity, or whatever is important to you, whatever your values are, you must put yourself first. Now, are there some circumstances where it's probably highly likely that you're going to put other people's needs ahead of your own? Of course, there are. That's welcome to life. One of the biggest circumstances with this is children. Because biologically, if you do not put their needs ahead of your own, they die. So without a mother's love or a father's love or whoever's looking after the baby, if you don't actually put that little being's values or needs ahead of what yours are, they will literally die. And that's a very common thing that we all see a lot with mothers that go through postnatal depression, where they actually struggle to know who they are and to love themselves because they've just been putting their children's needs ahead of their own. They've lost who they are. They're just not prioritizing and being who they are. So hopefully that gives you a bit of context on why. This is the important why. Why is it so important? It's important so you're the truest version of you. You're the best version of you. You're not being the limited version of you. You're actually being your truest, most authentic, best version of who you are. You feel amazing. You feel inspired. My highest value is coaching. Surprise, fucking surprise. If you watch what I do and who I am, that's what I do a lot of. This podcast for me, I see as coaching. And look at my energy. I feel good. I'm in flow. I feel inspired. I feel energized because I'm doing what I love. So that is why. That's why do it. You're going to be the best version of you every time you don't. So every time you don't actually enforce a boundary, you devalue yourself. Listen to what I just said. Every time you don't enforce or set and enforce a boundary and you allow someone else to overstep that boundary, you devalue yourself. It's like when you say yes when you want to say no, or you say no when you want to say yes. So just please remember that. Now, how do you do it? That's the next question. Great question. So great. How I do it? It's actually quite simple once you know, right? I love this line. You can't be held accountable to something you're unconscious of. You can't be held accountable to something you're unconscious of. So hopefully I'm going to bless you with some consciousness right here, right now with this podcast and with my work overall. How do you do that? How do you enforce boundaries? It's only a couple steps. Number one, you need to know what your values are. Now, I just did my first live event on the weekend, which I was really grateful for. And we did this in person and I literally spoke about exactly what we're speaking about right now. You need to know what your values are. Now, I teach that. I've got a free training online. It's episode 200 of the same podcast you're listening to right now. So go to episode 200 of this podcast once you finish this podcast and go determine your values. You don't have to opt in for anything. It's absolutely public. It's free. Just literally go through and do the exercise. I do have a more refined and more in-depth version inside of my conscious community, which I'll talk about later at the end of this podcast. But that's the first step. Determine what your true values are. And again, I'm not going to go into the full training because that's like a 30-minute training, but it's not what you think they should be. It's not things like loyalty, honesty, freedom, respect, integrity. None of those are values. Values are areas of life that you do. Might be family, might be relationships, might be friendships, might be business, might be wealth, might be travel, might be experiences, might be music, might be dancing. It's things that you can do. It's like freedom. Freedom cracks me up when people say, I value freedom. Yes, you perceive that you value freedom, but you don't value the freedom. Freedom gives you the ability to do your values. It's like, say I gave you ultimate time and financial freedom. I gave you $1 billion and you didn't have to work ever again. So you had all the time and all the resources that you wanted. What would you do? Would you just sit on your couch and do nothing? No, you wouldn't. Well, you've got all this freedom. Now you don't have to do anything. No, you would do more of your values. You might travel more because you value experiences. You might spend time with your family more because you value family. You might go to the gym more because you value your health. You go through and actually live to your values. So again, I could talk about values all day long, but first step is determine your values. You can do that inside my conscious community, or you can do my free training that I put online. It's not as in-depth, but it is still fucking awesome. So go watch that. Second is then schedule them into your calendar. I love this rule. Whatever doesn't get scheduled does not get done. So if I look at your calendar right now, another similar quote, show me your calendar, I will show you your future. So if you do not have time scheduled into your calendar for your values to fill up your cup, to prioritize you, to be the best version of you, to be the fullest expression of you, it will get filled with other low priority actions, other people's needs, other people's wants, distractions, scrolling on social media, drugs, addictions, whatever it is. And you're not being who you want to be. You're not doing what you want to do. So you get clear on what your values are. You schedule them into your calendar. I use Google Calendar. It's free and it syncs with most things. And then the last step is enforce them, which is pretty much the topic of this whole podcast. And then how do you do that in a healthy way? I'm about to give you some examples. So those are the steps. Number one, get clear on your values. Go do my free training or join my conscious community. There's a link down below if you want to do that. Risk-free. There's a money-back guarantee on it. Number two is you get your calendar and you schedule it into your calendar. Again, straightforward. Pull up your Google Calendar. I ideally like electronic, so you can use paper copy. Some people prefer paper, but I like electronic. So schedule into your calendar. And then when some whoever or whatever invites you to do something or asks to do something which will overstep that boundary, you enforce the boundaries. Now, how do you communicate that? That's our last step here today. So before you can enforce the boundaries, you must be detached. Whatever you need in life will control you. If you're needy of your friends or your relationship or your job or whatever it is, if that person or that thing treats you poorly, treats you like shit, oversteps your boundaries or does things that you don't tolerate, because you're needy of them, you'll tolerate it. You'll put up with it. How often do you see it when people are in a toxic relationship, but that person's so attached to the partner, they're scared of being single. Oh my God, I'll never find another person. Oh my God, we've been together for so long. We've got kids together, whatever it may be. And I'm sure they're all valid reasons, but at the end of the day, you're just attached to that person. What if you need nothing? You can't be controlled. So it's the key to be able to enforce these is everything I've already said, know your values, schedule them in, but you've got to be so detached. And then how you can enforce it, there's a couple of ways. There's a more sort of firm and direct way, which what I've found in my journey, I'm not sure if anyone can relate with their self-growth journey. The more I've done of the healing and my self-growth and my self-investment is the more direct I've become. I used to be such a tiptoeer and such an oversharer, a pre-framer, a people pleaser. I would drop all my things to look after someone else. And that was me for a very long time. But the more I heal, the more I work on myself, the more I be myself, just the more honest and brutal and direct I've become. So a really direct way, I literally had this happen to me the other day. So a friend of mine, he's a really good friend of mine, Chev, if you're watching this, my brother. So I reached out to Chev and I've got a table tennis table at home. I love table tennis. It's really fun. I like playing games. It's a value of mine. Games is in there. It's like number 7 or 8 for me. And I asked him, I said, hey, bro, what are you doing tonight? I'd love to have you come over and play some table tennis if you're down. He said, brother, I would love to come over. However, I've got time scheduled in tonight for my learning and self-development. Pretty straightforward. Now, that was pretty direct. There was a little bit of framing saying, hey, I would love to, but he was pretty direct to me. Just said, hey, look, hey, man, I'd love to. However, I've got this scheduled in. And that's it. Pretty straightforward. So you can be as direct as that. Someone says, hey, look, do you want to catch up for a coffee? Hey, do you want to go out for a drink? Hey, do you want to catch up for XYZ? Just say, hey, look, I'd love to. I would really love to do that. However, I've got XYZ already scheduled into my calendar. That doesn't work for me. However, what about this time? And you find another time. So it can be as simple as that. Or if you've got you've got friends that maybe you want to cut off because you don't want them in your life anymore. That's kind of a similar conversation, but a bit more slightly different, but kind of the same. Say you've got someone who's in your life and they just overstep your boundaries. They treat you like shit. They talk to you like shit. They've got bad energy. They do things that you don't tolerate. And you just don't want any of that behavior in your life anymore. It might sound something like this. Hey, friend or family or whoever, let's call Sarah. Hey, Sarah, I really appreciate everything we've been through together and I really value you as a friend, but I just want to make you aware and be really transparent with you. It's come to my attention. I've really recognized that the things that you do, the things that you say, these things, the drinking, the smoking, the negativity, or whatever it may be, it's actually something that I no longer tolerate in my life. And I love you for who you are. And I want to be friends with you. And I would love to continue our relationship together. But I'm not tolerating this anymore. And I'm just making you aware, because you might not be aware of it, because you can't be held accountable to something you're unconscious of. I'm just making you aware to give you the opportunity to stop doing it. And if you keep doing it, I'm just making you aware as well that we're going to stop hanging out together. Because my future, my values, my vision, my purpose means more to me than that energy. What would you like to do? Now, a lot of people who aren't ready to hear that, they'll say, fuck you, you've changed. Who do you think you are? Oh my, are you too good for me? Yeah, I am. I'm working on me. My standards are too good for that behavior. And you just walk away. So you can be more direct. I've become more and more direct. I rarely have to have these conversations with anyone anymore because it just doesn't really happen in my life anymore. But the best example that I've shared many times before is an example of my family. And we had... It was just after COVID, so I hadn't seen them in a long time. And I went down to see my family, and I was a bit anxious. I've experienced and had quote anxiety for a long time. And I was quite anxious to see my family. I hadn't spoken to them in a long time. I had a lot of, quote, social anxiety. I don't use those labels anymore, but that's what I was, quote, labeled with. And I got there and I was really uncomfortable to see them again. Went and saw my nephew. We were playing video games in the room together. My mum comes in and says, "Hey, Lewis, come out and say hello to everyone." And my sister was there. My cousins were there. Some friends of the family were there. And I walk out and I sat down. And I'm not kidding. At least 90 seconds of dead silence. It was so uncomfortable. Like that awkward tension. It was so uncomfortable. And I ended up like breaking the silence and saying, "Sorry guys, I'm so sorry for whatever I just did or whatever I just created." But I just so you guys can help me, because I'm working on my social skills still. What were you guys talking about before I got here? Like, I was just in the room. I just came out here and obviously just killed the vibe for whatever reason. I would love to know, what were you guys talking about before I got here? And their answer is like, was very genuine and very caring, but you'll hear the answer. And they're like, "Oh, we're just talking about like Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and just like celebrities and stuff like that." I said, "So are you guys just gossiping and like in a negative way?" And they're like, "Yeah, pretty much." And my answer was, "Hey guys, I love who you guys are. I want to be here. I care about you guys. I want to know about your life, about what you're working on, what you're working through, what your goals are, and everything about you. But I'm just making you aware and being honest that I don't tolerate that energy in my life, because what you put out is what you get back. So I would love to be out here, hear about you guys, connect with you guys, hear what's going on, have some fun, have some chats. But if you guys are going to participate in that, I'm just going to leave." And again, it doesn't make anything bad towards you guys. I'm just being aware of what my boundaries are and what it is. And since that day, and that was about, I don't know how many years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, 2 years, I have never had that experience or that challenge with my family anymore, because they know it's a boundary and I'm willing to walk away because I'm detached. As bad as this can sound, I love my family. I'm there for them. If they need me, they call me right now. I'm there for them. But if they treat me in a way that I don't tolerate, I'm totally okay separating myself and creating a boundary and walking away from that relationship. And that requires a high level of self-worth. It requires doing a lot of healing and doing all the stuff we're talking about. And that's how you do it. So I hope you guys got value from this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Just to summarize it, why is it so important? It allows you to be the best version of you, okay? Low self-worth is feedback. You're not prioritizing yourself, and so you're not setting firm enough boundaries. How do you do it? Get clear on your values, schedule them into your calendar, and then just enforce them when they come up. How do you enforce them? How do you communicate them? You can be quite direct. I've become more and more direct throughout my journey. Or you can pre-frame and be a bit sweeter and nicer and lovey about it if you want to, but you must be detached and you must be willing to walk away. So I hope you got value from this, guys. If you want to learn more about this, where I teach values in detail, purpose in detail, vision in detail, healing, planning, relationships, business, wealth, health, spirituality, go to the link down below. My conscious community, there's a money back guarantee on it. It's currently half price as well, so there's a great deal on at the moment. There's a money back guarantee. You get access to me. You get all of my teachings, all of my modules, and there's a money back guarantee on it. So literally, if it's not for you, get your money back and I'll say sorry for wasting your time. So go down. Check it out. I appreciate you guys. I love you. Thank you for watching this, and I will see you on the next episode. Subscribe, send this to a friend. Speak to you soon. Bye.